Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbath Church Congregation Mount Zion, the 12th Hour Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is November 8, 2017, or this bill 22,021. We will start our first service today with a song and title. I will go where you want me to go. It may not be on the mountain high, or over the stormy sea. It may not be at the battle's front, my Yahweh will have need of me. But if the still small voice he calls to pass, I do not know. I'll answer, dear Yah, with my hand in thine. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Yah. On mountain or plain or sea, I'll say what you want me to say, dear Yah. I'll be what you want me to be. Perhaps today there are loving words which Yahshua would have me speak. There may be now in the paths of soul some wanderer whom I should see. Oh, Savior, if thou wilt be my guide, the dark and rugged the way, a voice shall echo the message sweet. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Yah, or a mountain or plain or sea. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Yah. I'll be what you want me to be. There's surely somewhere a lonely place, in our solid fields so wide, where I may labor through life's dark day, where Yahshua there crucified. So trust in my all unto thy care, I know thou lovest me. I'll do thy will with a heart and soul. I'll be what you want me to be. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Yah. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll be what you want me to be, dear Yah. I'll be what you want me to be. Okay, Psalms 68, Part 1, Sing Unto the Yahweh. That's Psalm 68, verse 4. Sing unto the Yahweh, sing praises unto his name, extol him that rideth upon the heaven, by his name Yah, Y-A-H. So, long form, Yahweh, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is the Yahweh in his holy habitation. In Psalms 68:32, it says, "Sing unto the Yahweh, ye kingdoms of the earth." Oh, sing praises unto the Yahweh. In Judges, chapter 5, verse 3, says, "Hear, O ye kings, give ear, O ye princes. I will sing unto the Yahweh, I will sing praise unto the Yahweh, Elohim of Israel." Psalm 30, verse 12, "Unto the end that my glory may sing praise unto thee, and not be silent, O Yahweh, my Elohim, I will give thanks unto thee forever." Psalms 47:6, "Sing praises unto the Yahweh, sing praises unto our King, sing praises." Psalms 59:17, "Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for Yahweh is my defense and the Elohim of my mercy." Psalm 71:22, "I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my Elohim, unto thee will I sing, with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel." Now watch this. Let's read that Psalm 71:22 again. "I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my Yahweh, unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel." Now, Yahshua, according to Isaiah, refers to the Holy One of Israel about 46 times. And he says that that's Yahshua. So when you read this Psalms again, David is acquainted. He walks daily hand in hand with the Yahshua on this earth. He did. And in Psalm 71:22, he says, "I will praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth." He said, even means also thy truth. "O my Savior, Yahshua the Messiah, unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel." So to be consistent with Isaiah saw him in person, Isaiah 6, he saw him in person in the temple, and he lifted up his voice to him and had communication with him. And so David is also having a daily communication with Yahshua. And Psalms 81:1 says, "Sing aloud unto the Yahshua our strength." Now, I'm talking about the Son. I know they got God here. Referring to Yahweh the Father. If you're singing unto the Yahshua, you're singing unto the Father as well. But the thing is, the translators made this Yahshua and Yahweh, Jesus and God, one and the same. And this is what's bad about the translations of any scripture. "Make a joyful noise unto the Yahshua of Jacob." So Yahshua was appointed over the 12 tribes of Jacob by the Heavenly Father, by His Heavenly Father. He was appointed over Adam and Eve in the garden. Psalms 104, verse 33. "I will sing unto the," and it says Lord here, all capitals, and the translators now are referring to God the Father. But we refer to him as, "I will sing unto the Yahshua as long as I live. I will sing praise unto my Savior, King, Redeemer, while I have my being." Psalms 144:9, "I will sing a new song unto thee, O Yahshua. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee." Now here's this new song. What is this new song? Okay, it says, "A new song. I will sing a new song unto thee." Well, let's go to Revelation 15 and let's learn about another mention of the new song. Actually, start with Revelation 14, verse 3. Talking about the 144,000 standing on the Mount Zion with the Lamb here in the 12th hour that we're in now. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Now it says there in Revelation 15, and I saw another sign in the heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of Yahweh. And I saw as it were a sea of the glass mingled with the fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image. The beast is one thing, and his image is another thing. And over his mark, and over the number of his name. Stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of Yahweh. And they sang the song of Moses, the servant of the Yahweh, and the song of the Lamb. See, in addition to this, sang the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Yahweh Elohim, almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Psalms 146:2 says, while I live, I will praise thee, Yahshua. I will sing praise unto my Yahshua while I have my being. 147:1. Praise ye the Yahshua, for it is good to sing praises unto our Savior, Yahshua, our Redeemer. For it is pleasant, and praise is comely. Verse 7. Sing unto the Yahshua with thanksgiving. Sing praise unto upon the harp unto our Elohim. It says also, this is God here, and unto our and actually that should translate into unto our King. He's our King. That's what everybody was looking for back then. He was looking for this King that was promised from the very beginning to come. Romans 15:9, and that the Gentiles might glorify Yahweh for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess unto thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. Okay, that ends the singing praises and unto the Yahweh and the Son. Actually, when you sing praise to one, you're singing praise to the other one. It's just that David was born again whenever he repented for his sins that he committed and were forgiven. Then he was, then I dare say that's when he was introduced to the Son, Yahshua. I don't think David knew the Son before. I just don't think that he had a close relationship with him. I think he knew about him, but I don't think he was born again unto the Father and the Son. And the way that he was after he repented of his sins with Bathsheba and so forth. Because it says in Psalms 32, about how he was, his iniquity had been forgiven. And let's go read that. It says, Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. That's the blessed one. Blessed is the man unto whom the Yahweh imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. And I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my ruin all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, for all capitals. Let's leave it at that. And thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. So we know that when Yahshua represents your sins before the Father in the most holy place. So, in the Old Testament, then that would have to be, because Yahshua wasn't representing a priesthood in the sanctuary in the Old Testament. So, the sanctuary system taught that you go and get an animal sacrifice. And then the priest would take and the blood of that animal sacrifice, and David had to make an offer himself, and he had to offer up animal sacrifices for his sin. And so those sins were then carried by the Spirit on the Day of Atonement before the Father. That is back in the Old Testament. So when Yahshua became the mediator of the New Testament, after his resurrection, then he became the high priest in the heavenly sanctuary forevermore. That did away with the earthly priesthood and all of that. And so therefore, your sins then are carried by the Savior on a daily basis. And eventually end up in the most holy place on the Day of Atonement. So anyway, it says right here, I will acknowledge my transgression unto the Yahweh, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. So the Father, on the Day of Atonement, is the one that grants pardon by the blood that is represented, that the priest represents before the most holy place, the Ark of the Covenant, in the most holy place. It says in Psalms 32:6, for this shall every one that is righteous pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. So now we're in a time when Yahweh may be found, and we need to seek him daily for his guidance. In the floods of the great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place, thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of the deliverance. Songs of deliverance? I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with the bit and the bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be unto the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Yahweh, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Yahweh, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for the joy, all ye that are upright in the heart. Now let's turn to Romans 2, verses 9 and 10, and let's see what we have there. It says that, for Yahweh is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the Yashpel, in other words, in the plan of the salvation through the blood of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request that by any means, now at length, I might have a prosperous journey by the will of Yahweh to come unto you. You cannot have a prosperous journey. You can't go anywhere unless you go in the name of Yahshua by his blood. That should be our theme every day, whenever we meet. All right, let's go back now to Psalms 68, and let's see what we have there. Let's start with verse 1. Let Yahweh arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them also that hate him flee before him. Now let's use this name, Yahshua, in most cases, because Yahshua was here on earth leading the Old Testament people, attending them every day. So let Yahshua arise, let his enemies be scattered. When Yahshua came to the earth in the person, he had many enemies. And all he had to do was start speaking the truth, and he immediately, his enemies came out of the woodwork. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of the Yahweh. Let the wicked perish at the presence of his Son, Yahshua. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before Yahweh. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Let the Yahshua, let the people rejoice. The righteous. singing unto the Yeshua, sing praise unto his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. And it's got Yah, J-A-H. So actually, the translators are talking about the Father. Actually, in this verse here, sing unto the Yahweh, sing praises unto his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Extol him by his name, it says. So right there is our order in the scriptures. That we are to refer to with the sacred names for the Father and the Son. Whatever their names are, we refer to it. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is the Yahweh in his holy habitation. And we know that Yahweh, the Father, is identified in the heavenly sanctuary on the judgment day, on the day of atonement. He is identified as the judge and so forth. That really gives pardon and blots out the sin. Yahweh sitteth the solitary and families. He bringeth out those which are bound with the chain, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O Yahweh, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah. Let's do that again. O Yahshua, when thou wentest forth before thy people, and we know, when thou didst march through the wilderness, that was Yahshua, because there in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul talks about Yahshua as that rock in the cloud. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that our fathers were under the cloud. They were under this cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Now, all of our fathers, good and bad, that came out of Egypt, and they were all baptized 100% along with the Egyptians that went with them. Everyone that passed through that Red Sea were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. So who was in that cloud? Moses tells them. And we did eat the same spiritual meat. We did eat the same spiritual meat, all of us. Moses, Aaron, Miriam, all the righteous leaders, along with the Korahites and the Barans, the ones that rebelled against Moses and had to be swallowed up by the earth and the wilderness, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was the Yahshua. But with many of them, Yahweh was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples unto the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Now to be ye idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written. The people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play. Now they let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Now they let us tempt the Yahshua, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of the serpent. So right there, verse 9. Paul is showing where Yahshua was in that wilderness, and that serpent on the pole represented him. And he says right there, and now they let us tempt the Yahshua, as some of them also tempted. Neither murmur ye as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. And who is the destroyer? Yahshua. The Old Testament scriptures gives him the sacred name of Abaddon. Abaddon means destroyer of all my enemies. So those that were destroyed in the wilderness, they became the enemies of the Father and the Son. Now all these things happen unto them for examples. And they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Paul talks about in the present tense, the ends of the world he said, ends with an S on it. So we had an end of the world and Noah's day. They had an end of the world and Yahshua's day of the Old Testament. So that's what Paul was talking about, those two ends. Upon the ends of the world are come. Well, they tempted Yahshua also in Noah's day. That's the reason why they were left out of the ark, because they blasphemed the Father and the Son. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common unto man. But Yahweh is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. Now it tells us to flee from idolatry. I speak as unto the wise men, and judge ye what I say. For the cup of the blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of the Yahshua? Is it not the communion of the blood of the Yahshua? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of the Yahshua? For we being many are one bread and one body. For we are all partakers of that one bread. Behold, Israel, as the flesh, are not they which eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? What say I then? That the idol is anything, or that which is offered in sacrifice unto idols is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice unto devils. Now there you have it right there. I've been going through Gentile churches for the last 3 years. Down here in the Liberty Hill, Texas area, it is obvious that whatever they do in any form of worship, they're sacrificing unto devils and not unto the Yahweh. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. You cannot drink the cup of the Yahshua and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Yahshua's table and of the table of devils. Do you provoke the Yahshua into jealousy? Are we stronger than he? All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Whatsoever is sold in the shambles, that eat, asking no question for conscience sake. For the earth is the Yahshua's and the fullness thereof. Okay, let's go to Psalms 24:1. And let's see what David has to say about that earth is the Yahshua. It says, the earth is the Yahshua's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. So by the blood of the Yahshua, he bought this world. It says, the earth is the Yahshua's, and we know earth in another sense is the United States in prophecy, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. So you see right here, David is talking about the earth first is the Yahshua, and the fullness thereof, and the world, and they that dwell therein, and the world also, the whole world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Yahshua? Now this is interesting, because when I get through what I'm doing, I'm going to go back to Psalm 68 and read about the high hill. Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully? He shall receive the blessing from the Yahshua, and righteousness from the Yahweh, from the Father of his salvation. Yahweh creates his Son, And by that creation, then is salvation planned out for the whole human race if they should fall into sin. And indeed they did. And so the Father and the Son together in tandem works out the plan of salvation for the fallen race through the blood of his Son, Yeshua. And so here David is talking about it. He said, he shall receive the blessing from the Yahshua and righteousness from the Yahweh, the Father of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Okay, what generation? It was a generation in our day of Gilead Center, Kermit, Texas. That's when the house of Jacob started seeking Yahshua's face. By the creation calendar, Brother Johnson published, and that by the restoring of the sanctuary system fully, and Brother Johnson accomplished all of that. So that's how they seek his face. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted. It says lift up here, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of the glory shall come in. Now who is this? This is the Yahshua. He's the King of glory. Who is this King of glory? The Yahshua strong and mighty, the Yahshua mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of the glory shall come in. Who is this King of the glory? The Yahshua of the host. He is the King of the glory. Selah. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 20, once again. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice unto the devils, and not unto Yahweh, the Father. And I would not that you should have fellowship with the devils. So I've been fellowshipping down here with these Gentiles for the last 3 years. But the Spirit has not impressed me as of late to go back to Him. But I will go back to Him whenever the Spirit impresses me to. There is a reason the Holy Spirit will impress me. Verse 21, 1 Corinthians chapter 10. You cannot drink the cup of the Yahshua and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Yahshua's table and of the table of devils. Do we provoke the Yahshua to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Okay, I've already read that, but we're doing it again. Whatsoever is sold in the shambles that eat, asking no question for the conscience sake. For the earth is the Yahshua's and the fullness thereof. If any of them that believe not bid you to a feast, and you be disposed to go, whatsoever is set before you eat, asking no question for the conscience sake. Now, I don't understand that altogether. They have a cross reference here of Luke chapter 10, verse 8. We might look at that a minute and see what they're talking about there. Luke 10, about 8. It says that, and in the same house remain eating and drinking such things as they give. For the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. Now I'll do that again. Luke chapter 10, let's start with 6. And if the Son of the Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn unto you again. And in the same house remain eating and drinking such things as they give. For the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. So this is the key right here. If the brother, if the son of peace be there, if you have a son of peace in the house where you have been bid to come to worship with and to share present truth with, it's because he is following the way of peace, and he is not eating defiled stuff. So that's what Paul says right here in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 27. If any of them that believe not bid you to a feast, it says, believe not, bid you to a feast, and ye be disposed to go, whatsoever is said before you eat, asking no question for conscience sake. Well, now, I can't believe that Paul would go into a house of unbelievers and sit down and eat with them to begin with. Because they're not going to sit before you all clean food. They're going to sit before you whatever fits their lustful desire. But then he gives a cross-reference of Luke 10, verse 8, but the Luke 10, verse 6, 7, and 8 tells us that if the Son of Peace bids you to come in. Alright. So in Luke 1 Corinthians 10:28, but if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not for his sake. Okay. So, if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, that it showed it, and for conscience sake, for the earth is the Yahshua's and the fullness thereof. Conscience, I say, not thine own, but of the other. For why is my liberty judged by another man's conscience? For if I by the grace be a partaker, why am I evil spoken of for that for which I give thanks? Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all unto the glory of Yahweh. Now there's your key right there. Whether therefore you eat or drink. So that don't mean that you sit down and somebody set pork before you. Yahweh condemned it by the law of Moses in the Old Testament. And so now if you go and eat pork that's set before you, can you ask Yahweh to bless it? I don't think so. So you can only ask Yahweh to bless those things that are clean to partake of. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 32. Give none offense, neither unto the Jews, nor unto the Gentiles, nor unto the congregation of the Yahweh. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Let's go to chapter 9, verse 19 to 22, of the 1 Corinthians. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews, unto them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. So what does he mean? If they're under the law, why does Paul need to gain them? Because they're under the law of the Old Testament, under the blood of the animal. And they have to be brought out from under that into the bond of the everlasting covenant of the blood of Yahshua. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 21. Unto them that are without law, as without law, being not without law unto Yahweh, but under the law to the Yahshua. There it is right there. Being under the law to Yahshua. That I might gain them that are without the law. Without what law? Without the law of Yahshua. They were under the law of Yahweh, of the Old Testament, by the blood of the animal. That's the law of Yahweh. But now the law of Yahshua. Yahshua is the... He's the author of the law of the New Testament, of the sanctuary, the law of the sanctuary. And we can confirm that now by going to John 15. Let's go to John 15, verse 10. It says, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So here Yahshua said he is the author of the law. When it says the law, it's talking about the law of the sanctuary. It's not talking about the law of the seventh day Sabbath. only. The seventh-day Sabbath is inclusive of all the law. So, in other words, Yahweh is over the law of the Old Testament, and He's over the law of the New Testament. He's over the law of both periods of time, the Old and the New, but nevertheless, He has given His Father charge of the law and the New Covenant. Okay. And it says there in John 15:11, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might be, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." So if you continue to keep my commandments, as I've kept my Father's commandments, then my joy will remain in you, and that your joy might be full. We don't have full joy, then it's because Yahweh's commandments is not remaining in us. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Okay, so he says, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. But if you don't do whatsoever he commands you, you're not his friend. Now he commands us to keep this daily faithfully for the house of Israel. He commands us to keep the Sabbath faithfully, all holy days faithfully. He commands us to conduct ourselves every day faithfully. That's when He gives us the daily. And if we do all of whatsoever He commands us, then we remain His friend. And He blesses us. And He guides and directs us moment by moment. Actually, let's go back and read Psalm 67. Let's start with verse 1. Only 7 verses there. "For the Yahweh be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause His face to shine upon us, that Thy way may be known upon the earth." Now, what does it mean? "That Thy way, Thy saving health among all the nations." Now, what does it say in Psalm 73:17? Let's go read it. It says that, "Until I went into the sanctuary of Yahweh, then I understood I therein." Psalm 77:13. "Thy way, O Yahweh, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great an Elohim as our Elohim?" So David is referring to Yahweh's sanctuary in the Old Testament. The sanctuary is not complete without the Son being a part of it. But the animal sacrifice stood as a proxy in the place of the Yahshua's blood in the Old Testament. But everybody was taught about the theme of the Father and the Son, representing the Father and the Lamb, His Son. And so therefore you have it. So it says in Psalm 67, "Let the people praise Thee, O Yahweh. Let all the people praise Thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for Thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Let the people praise Thee, O Yahweh, let all the people praise Thee, then shall the earth yield her increase. And Yahweh, even our own Yahweh, shall bless us. Yahweh shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear Him." Did you get that? Yahweh shall bless us, the house of Israel, the 12 tribes of Jacob, 144,000. This is a latter-day prophecy for right now and in the 12th hour. Yahweh is talking directly to us through David here, through the Spirit. The Spirit is eternal, as everything else that has to do with the saved. They're all eternal. Yahweh shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear Him. Now, if Yahweh can turn the earth upside down, which He did at the flood, then He can also straighten it back up and restore it, just like it was in the beginning. All He did was speak and everything appeared in the beginning. All He did was speak and the fountains of the deep were broken up, and the clouds appeared, and the thunder, and the rain. and all the destruction by his command. So there's nothing too hard for Yahweh. Just believe his word and move forward. Okay, it says, now Psalm 68, let the Yahweh arise. No, we're talking about, okay, let's just leave that, when we see the word God, his title for Baal, let's just call it Yahweh the Father and see how it goes from there. We know when it refers to the Son directly. Let the Yahweh arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them also that hate him flee before him. And smoke is driven away, so drive them away, as wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of the Father. So we know the Father is going to appear one day. He's unto the wicked, and he's not in person. But whenever his presence is here, the wicked will perish. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before the Yahweh. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto the Yahweh, sing praises unto his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah. And rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is Yahweh and his holy is the Yahweh and his holy habitation. Yahweh says the solitary and the families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. So that was in David's family. He brought David out from his family. Okay, of seven sons and one daughter. O Yahweh, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah, talking about Yahweh with his son, because Yahweh came down upon Mount Sinai with that sanctuary, and he brought his son with him. The Father and the Son were in that sanctuary when they called Moses up in that cloud to commune with him for 40 days. The Father and the Son communed with him. The earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of the Yahweh. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of Yahweh of Israel. Thou, O Yahweh, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O Yahweh, hath prepared of thy goodness for the poor. Yahweh gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though you have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove, covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered the kings in it, it was white as salmon, and white as snow and salmon. The hill of the Yahweh is as a hill of Bashan, and a high hill as a hill of Bashan. So the hill of Yahweh is the one that, it says, why leap ye high hills? Talking about all the Bashan, Carmel, and Gilead that had just gone before us. This is the hill which Yahweh desires to dwell in. Yea, Yahweh will dwell in it forever. Yahshua will dwell in it forever. For the chariots of the Yahweh are 20,000, even thousands of angels. Yahweh is among them, as in the Sinai, in the holy place. Oh, there you have it right there. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men. Yea, for the rebellious also, that the Yahweh Elohim might dwell among them. Blessed be the Yahweh who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the Elohim of even the Yahshua of our salvation. And we know that Yahshua the Son is our salvation. He that is our Savior is the Savior of the salvation, Yahshua. And unto Yahshua the the king belong to issues from death. But Yahweh would shall wound the head of his enemy, and the hairy scalp of such as one that goeth on stealing his trespasses. Yahweh said, I will bring again from Bashan. Alright, now Bashan appeared in 1844 with the Seventh-day Adventist movement, with Ellen G. White at the helm. Well, I say Ellen G. White. Ellen and James White, her husband, were at the helm. I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O Yahweh, even the goings of my Elohim, my king, in the sanctuary. So Yahweh is also referred to as a king. I believe we can confirm that. The singers went before the players on instruments, followed after. Among them were the damsels playing with the timbrels. Bless ye Yahweh and the congregations, even the Yasher from the fountain of Israel. His son, the blood, goes with the fountain. There's little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah, and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy Yahweh hath commanded thy strength, strengthen, O Yahweh, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Verse 30. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the people, shall every one submit himself with the pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in the war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto Yahweh. Sing unto Yahweh, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Yahweh, Selah, unto him that riseth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old. Lo, he doth send out his voice, and that of a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto the Yeshua. I'm going to put the son there. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. Okay, let's do this again. Ascribe ye strength unto the Father, Yahweh Elohim. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. What clouds? What did Paul say in 1 Corinthians 10, 4? Yahshua was that rock and the cloud that followed Israel. So that's where their strength was, from that rock and the cloud. And that rock was Yahshua. O Yahweh, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. Holy places. Yahweh owns the holy and the most holy. The Elohim of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be the Yahweh. Well, we're finished up Psalm 68. Now let's go and finish our sermon with Psalms 89. We can hardly get to it. Verse 1. I will sing of the mercies of the Yahshua, or the Yahweh forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness unto all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto the David my servant. Okay, so that's who we're dealing with today. We're in the antitype now of David's period again. Thy seed will I establish forever and build up thy throne unto all generations. And so we are definitely the last generation of David and of Israel. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Yahweh, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Yahweh? Who among the sons of the mighty shall be likened unto the Yahweh? For Yahweh is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints. and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Yahweh Elohim of the host, who is a strong Yahweh like unto thee, unto thy faithfulness round about thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea, when the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Thou hast broken Rahab into pieces as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Thou hast a mighty arm, strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Blessed is the people that know the joy for sound. They shall walk, O Yahweh, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For Yahweh is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. So the Father is our defense, the Holy One of Israel is our King, Yahshua, that's the Son. Then thou spakest in a vision unto the Holy One, Yahshua, and saidest, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. So Yahshua is mighty. The Father is the Almighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. Now Yahshua has been exalted because he was chosen out of the people that he was born into here on earth. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. And so also David, he said, I found him. So he found Yahshua, his son. He found David. And David is a servant of his son Yahshua, and anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established, mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him. And in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my Elohim, and the rock of my salvation. Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him. Forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. This is talking about this antithetical kingdom of David, and the one that's put in charge of it. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of the heaven. If his children forsake my law, and walk not in my judgment, if they break my statutes, and keep not my commandment, then will I visit their transgression with a rod, and their iniquity with a stripe. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. So now Yahweh the Father swore by his son, Yahshua, his holiness, that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as a son before me. Well, we represent that throne of David today. Thankful, all you people that hear this message, that you can be a part of this here throne of David. It shall be established forever as the moon, and as a faithful witness in the heaven. But one of these days, that moon in the heaven, and the stars are going, and the sun is going to disappear. So that's how long this is going to be established. But it's going to reappear at the end of the millennium, be recreated again. But thou hast cast off and abhorred, thou hast been wroth with thine anointed, thou hast made void the covenant of thy servant, thou hast profaned his crown by casting it unto the ground, Thou hast broken down all his hedges. Thou hast brought his strongholds to ruin. All that pass by the way spoil him. He is a reproach unto his neighbors. Thou hast set up the right hand of his adversary. Thou hast made all his enemies to rejoice. Thou hast also turned the edge of his sword and hast not made him to stand in the battle. Thou hast made his glory to cease and cast his throne down to the ground. For the days of his youth hast thou shortened. Thou hast covered him with the shame. Selah. How long, Yahweh, wilt thou hide thyself forever? Shall thy wrath burn like fire? Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? What man is he that liveth and shall not see death? Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave? Yahweh, where are thy former loving kindnesses, which thou swearest unto David in thy truth? Remember, Yahweh, so he's asking the question, where are thy former loving kindnesses? That's what we have explored and discovered today, where it's at. It's with the house of David today. Remember, Yahweh, the reproach of thy servant, how I do bear in my bosom the reproach of all the mighty people. Wherewith thine enemies have reproached, O Yahweh, wherewith they have reproached the footsteps of thine anointed. So, Yahweh's enemies reached all the way clear down to the end of time from the Garden of Eden, started with Cain, and reached all the way down to Lotus W. Johnson, closing out the Adventist movement, because Yahweh came and sent his son Yahshua to anoint his servant antithetical David again, and that's where it says, wherewith they have reproached the footsteps of thine anointed. So, the anointed of Israel, the house of David, was reproached clear up to 2002-2003 at Charlotte, Texas. Blessed be the Yahweh forever. More. Hallelujah and hallelujah. This brings to close our study this hour. Contact us at the 11th hour corner. Number 11, click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. Rock of Ages. Rock of Ages, cut from me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from the wounded side be slow. The ascender, double cure, take from right and make me pure. With my tears for ever flow, with my zeal no longer know. These were sent did not atone. I'm a saint and thou alone. In my hand Christ I bring, simply to the cross I cling. I draw this clean